over and over. And for this cause, God will send them strong delusion. They will believe a lie, that they might all be damned who believe not the truth, but in pleasure and unrighteousness. Where's the Antichrist get his army from? We'll learn this in the Revelation also. He gets it from those who are deluded. That's why I think America is going to be his big army. All those who've rejected Jesus because it didn't fit their Sunday golf tee off, you know? They didn't want to accept Christ because they know it caused changes. They don't really want to change things. It'd be embarrassing to be so outspoken in this. You know, we don't accept Christ for a million reasons. But there's a lot of people in Russia who the world hates. They're not bad. They're not any different from Ukrainians. They ain't like Americans to start with. Putin's not good. His soldiers are being soldiers. They could say no. They could be shot. Their choice. There's a lot of bad stuff. But who do you think is going to be the armies that turn against the Antichrist toward Armageddon? It's going to be the groups of people like them who can get saved because they don't know Jesus. And they've now rejected him over and over. And so they'll hear the truth and they'll get saved. And God won't send them the lie. And some of them will turn to him and they'll all be killed for it. In this day that comes, those who know Jesus will be killed for their faith. To have food or water, you've got to reject Christ. Your children may turn against you because they're hungry and they think you're insane for believing this God. Look at the world, Dad. You believe in this God? Are you nuts? And they'll trade you out for a cheeseburger. That's coming. It is. And we may get to experience a little taste of that. And if we do, God's will be done. None of us have had to die for our faith yet. I don't know that anyone here has had to be beaten because you're a Christian. But that day may come. It surely may. Those who give their life for a country are to be recommended or admired. They are to be lifted up. They are to be welcomed as heroes of what they've done. Those who die for Jesus Christ are at a higher level than that. Those who die for a holy God, for a bigger purpose, I put them at a higher pedestal even than them. And I'll probably get a couple of calls from that, but that's okay. On the cross, one person was angry and said, "If you're really God, let us go." And he cursed him. And the other one told him to shut up because truly he was God. And we deserve what's coming to us, but he doesn't. Jesus, remember me. And Jesus said, "I say to you that before this day is over, you'll be with me in paradise." Hanging beside him was a guy naked, dying, whose legs are going to be broken in just a few hours, so he suffocates for being a thief and what else. And he's going to be in heaven. On the other side was a guy who's going to be dead in a few hours, his legs broken. And he was a thief, and he's not going to heaven. The only difference is one said, "I recognize you as Jesus, as God, forgive me." And the other one didn't. Can it be that simple in our entire lifetime? I really think it is. It's that simple in our life. And by the time we throw in 1,000 things, it makes the simplicity of that seem more complex. Let's do our best to keep it simple, to be light in the world, so that we can do the right thing, that we can have a purpose on this planet more than just occupying space and eating cheeseburgers. Must be getting close to lunch. Yeah. It's nice to have everybody here. Have a good Memorial Day. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this time, Lord. God, thank you for loving us. You are a forgiving God, and you want nothing more in this world than for us to come to know you, to be redeemed by you, by recognizing that you are God, you died for us, you rose from the dead, and all we have to do is believe in you by faith, ask you to forgive us, and accept you as our Savior, and we become adopted by you for eternity. Oh, the simplicity of that, and yet all the things that enter into our mind to stop it, all the barricades we must go through spiritually and physically and tactically and all those things in this lifetime. But once we do, Lord, we're yours. Now, from that point, Lord, help us to be light to others, to assist them in their passage from darkness to light. Let us do the best we can. But God, we thank you. You chose us, Lord, yet we chose you, and we thank you for that. We don't know why you do what you do, but we know everything you do is right. Help us by faith to accept that and to thank you. Lord, I do pray for our country, Lord. We need tons of prayer, tons of infidels leading our country. And Lord, the Christians have become numb, bitter. We become passive. God, help us to do what's right. Our nation is blessable because there's believers. As long as we're here, Lord, there's a chance for you to do some good through it. Now bless this time, Lord. We thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand and turn to hymn number 425. 425. Let's sing that first verse of Cleanse Me, hymn number 425. I'm going to go put this on the board down there so everybody can see that. So make sure that gets out there. We'll have another one at home. We'll put on that board. You're all welcome to come to it. It's a big deal. We have passages of life. Sometimes we can go 30 or 40 years without a passage. And sometimes they come pretty quickly. This is one of them. I remember when I graduated from high school. You guys probably do too, don't you? I remember all the money I got. That was awesome. I need every penny of that for school. That was great. Everything's ahead of you. That's awesome. Nice having you all here. Bible study tonight at 5 o'clock. Come join us. We're studying 2 Chronicles, the life and times of the kings of Israel and Judah who did or did not do good. Ultimately, not so good. So we're studying those. So come join us tonight. Nice to have everybody here. And Jerry, would you close in person?
Lord, we're just so thankful to come to you and to worship. Lord, we thank you that you have placed us in this great country. We thank you for those that have sacrificed for us, for this freedom that we enjoy, that we have the right, the privilege to come and worship you. And Lord, this weekend, we are just so thankful for those folks. Lord, we just ask you for your blessing upon this nation. We ask, Lord, that as Elijah begins his life as an adult, that you continue to bless him. And these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.